What's going on, podcast people? I guess that's how I'm introducing this now. I'm welcome back on the podcast. I missed a couple days, and yeah, that's pretty much how it's gonna go. So today, one thing I wanted to start off with is this week I actually watched a Guggen Squad video, which I normally do, but how it normally goes, I just watch it and leave. But this time, they were advertising the Guggen Squad team. So apparently you put in your name, your YouTube channel, your Facebook, your Instagram followers, all that on their website. You can find, if you want to try it, you can find the link on their newest Guggen Squad video, which is, I don't even remember it. But they kind of said what you get when you do it. I don't know, I don't think you get free baits, you just get discounts on different stuff and early stuff. So it's not like, it's kind of like you're a part of like a junior Guggen, but which I think they actually should make that. That'd be pretty dope. Guggen Junior or something like that. That'd be pretty cool. Because there's a lot of young fishermen that would love to like be introduced to those guys, and then they can start off. But I feel like they'd have to have like 10,000 subscribers, because once you're at 10,000, you're like dedicated to it. So you gotta find some dedicated youthful fishermen for that. But I just signed up randomly because it's like, well, they're not holding me to a contract, or at least not yet. And it's like, I don't even know what to get, like what you get really. So, but I'm just like, oh, join Team Guggen. That's pretty cool. But kind of near that, this week I got accepted for the monetization program on YouTube. And it's pretty cool. And so it was like, just to give you some stuff that I'm sure I'm allowed to say, but you know, so like when you get your 1,000, I had 1,000 subscribers already, I was at 1,500, and then you have your 4,000 watch hours, I finally got that. And then you go to the monetization tab in your YouTube studio, and then it has a whole nother thing. It has three steps. So you accept the terms to being part of the monetization program. Next part is you accept your AdSense account. So basically you have to go through, just make your AdSense account, which is the place that actually sends you the money. So that, I set it up real quick. Except my account, since I'm not 18, I had to use my dad's Google account to do it under that. So I'll probably have to merge it over sometime, I don't know, whenever I turn 18 or something like that. But also then after that, they have to verify your AdSense account, and then that took a day. And then after that, it took about 2 days maybe to get verified to actually be part of the partnership program. It's unlike, I don't know if they've just fixed their system or they're not getting a lot of people joining the program now. But, sorry, I literally woke up like 20 minutes ago. But one thing is that, how should I say it? Like after you make your AdSense account, it immediately goes into processing your application. So basically the part where YouTube, where you've heard it takes like months or people never get it, like actually, you know, the part of you asking YouTube to be monetized. It only took like 2 days, and it did the same thing for my friend Pyrotoad on YouTube. So it's pretty cool. One thing is that I should have like recognized this in different things, but I did like go on like another Google account that I had and like clicked ads on my videos just to kind of see how it would react. And my monetization money numbers went up. And but the thing is, apparently I looked it up, and on my, on the things that you accept, it says that you can't watch your own ads. And I didn't on my personal channel, but I had other channels connected to one Google account. I had a different Google account. YouTube can probably pin your actual computer to make sure it's like that computer and not just different Google accounts. So that's the thing I worry about, because I was wondering, because so if you guys didn't know, previously I had another channel, Fish Visions, and how do I say this? It got deleted for, because me spamming, I put nice comments down on other people's channel, and I didn't even say, like, I make the same content sometimes. I just said nice video sometimes, and YouTube eventually put me in, like, spam, and then they deleted my channel. So I get this feeling when YouTube kind of screws you over, you know? And I got that feeling in my recent 3 videos, because that's kind of when I started sort of clicking ads and experimenting, but my views dropped. So I don't know, maybe did you get a notification? Because my newest video, I didn't have me in the thumbnail, but I used my text, my style of thumbnail. So they should have known it was my video. That's like a little tip. Make sure your thumbnails look the same or they have you in it so people know it's your video. So, but I never checked this morning, but when I went to bed last night, it probably had like 25 views, to where normally within the first day, half day, I would have maybe 60 to 90, possibly. So I feel like AdSense kind of telling me that, hey, we see you clicking your own ads, we're gonna lower your viewer rate. So if you keep doing it, we're gonna remove you from the program. That's kind of the feeling I'm getting. So I'm just stopped doing that today, because I didn't experiment like yesterday. So today's pay, I'll actually be able to see how much it is without me clicking any ads. So that's gonna be, technically that's today, that's gonna be something I'm experimenting with today. But next up, I have my YouTube merch. If you guys seen my designs, I have one like this and I like this, but you know, a t-shirt. It has visionary right here with a little trout in the letters. And one, I have just a classic like FV logo for Fish Visions. And I use, because Fnatic, what I've seen on his website, it says he ships it, will get shipped using Printify. And so I'm like, okay, I'll check them out. And it's basically where, you know, you can design your shirts and you choose like a manufacturer to like print your shirts, and then you can connect it to a website. I don't have a website, or at least the kind of website where you are allowed to sell things that costs money a lot more money per month than just a normal like website that doesn't sell stuff. So yeah. So I connected it to my eBay account. I changed my eBay name to Fish Visions. Now I'm hoping, because me and my mom sell stuff on eBay all the time, like just things around the house, old collectibles that I don't need anymore. So I'm thinking maybe I can try to move it back to her account so I can use this one specifically for selling my merch. And I got the 2 shirts. I got the FV logo in black and white, and just the visionary shirt in black. That I currently am selling. But I wanted to sell hats because this Printify sells a lot of other things. And so I got the design and everything, but it wouldn't let me transfer it to publish it to the eBay account. And it says like sometimes eBay wants to make sure that, you know, it's you doing all this. So apparently now I have to call a number to get my merch started, and that's going to take a little while. So, you know, I don't know, maybe I should just start selling the shirts. I'll probably call the number today. But Puck Farrow yesterday made his longest YouTube video, 40 minutes long. And that's pretty cool. He had Brenton over for Fnatic, if you don't know, for the last half of the video. They did Q&A. Paul got a question. He's like, because I don't know if he's like been a avoiding it or something, but well, he probably has, but he probably just said this, thought this was the proper time. And he got a question, do you have a girlfriend? And he's like, do I have a girlfriend? And then he's just trying to get his Taylor's girlfriend in the back to say yes. But he does, he's kind of, if you don't follow him on Instagram, like you can kind of tell that he might, but he does. And it's officially out, the Pharaohs know, because probably there's a lot of kids that don't have Instagram, and they only see the YouTube side of him, which is completely only one side, and they see way more going on like his Instagram. I don't have Snapchat, so I don't know what goes on there. But so also in my recent video, like even though my recent video only got like 20 views, because I think I told you why, YouTube just screwing me over and saying like, hey, that's your punishment for clicking those ads. And it wasn't on my account, it was just on like the same computer, different Google account, just things like that. But it did get good watch time. Currently it's over 4 minutes, which is, because like the average watch time is like 3 minutes to 3 minutes 30 seconds for like a YouTuber, unless you have dedicated fans like Paul Cafaro, to where you just like have to watch it, you know. But this, the turtle I talked about in, more in the beginning of my last video, I talked about rescuing it, but he only had like 80% positive reviews where I saw him, because he was selling it on eBay actually, and he was selling other fish, so it looked like he possibly knew what he was doing. But how do I say it? Like, he had bad reviews, and one guy reviewed a product that said live turtle !! And he said it never shipped it after 3 weeks, had to get eBay involved. But the same one that I was looking at was titled the same thing. So I'm thinking that maybe he didn't offer, something happened, and he never shipped that turtle that I wanted to get to that other buyer. So it's just other things, so I don't know if I'm going to get that turtle. But it's a cool setup that I have so far, and it's going pretty good. Also, with my, I also mentioned in my last video, the 30-gallon tank that I have, I just decided I didn't want to get saltwater fish, and I just don't want to get saltwater fish. I learned about it, but saltwater right now is just too much for me. So if anything, I want to save so I can get a good pond pump for my pool pond that's going to be setting up, hopefully. I'll probably set it up in the back over there. If you don't know, there's me. If I'm looking out my window right here, this way, like the pond in the backyard, over here, like the basketball court. But yeah, so I don't know. I wanted to get an electric catfish. They're not selling them right now currently. That's one thing, cool thing, because of Brenton's videos, and I think SC Fish Keeping has one. That's pretty cool. Yeah, for the pool pond. For when I get the pool pond, I'm the one fish I want a largemouth bass, because in my pond, it's a little small for a largemouth bass. Pool pond, 1,500 gallons at least. If I fill it up higher, it would be more. But with pool ponds, you don't want to fill it up like to the very top, especially because fish could also jump out. But the bass, because since there's no like rocks and stuff little fish can hide in, the bass will be able to seek out its prey a lot easier. That's why it's more easy to train a fish. Easier to train a fish when it's like in a pool pond. But also there was some, if you guys are interested in TikTok, there's this one guy, Hollywood Fix. He has over 1 million subscribers on YouTube. He's like the more paparazzi guy. And there's this other paparazzi guy that started a YouTube channel, that has like 30,000 now. He's recently got into it, or at least started a YouTube channel, when all this TikTok hype started around. But the main guy, Hollywood Fix, he's actually become, the paparazzi has become like friends with the TikTokers. So like Alex Warren, I think it's Alex Warren. He's like the guy that, I like the style of David Dobrik, if you know what I mean. He's a TikToker, and he actually is now like friends with Fletch, the guy behind the camera of Hollywood Fix. And he actually took him on a ride in his Tesla, and he just asked him questions the whole time. Like, that's like if you saw like a famous celebrity, he's like, hey paparazzi, come in my car and ask me questions. Like, that doesn't happen. So I thought it was pretty crazy that he actually let that happen. And Alex Warren actually, he posted on a story yesterday that he's like, he was like peeking out the window, and that, because now that their address to the Hype House is public, and you can kind of tell if you're at least on their street which one is theirs. And you just have like, during the whole day, you have somewhere between 5 and 50 people, or 30 people, outside of the hype house, just like, you know, just there. And I mean, it kind of sucks because I at least I would know, like, if I had people behind my house, I would like just like waiting there, that'd be one pretty scary. I mean, yeah, it's pretty cool because your supporters are there, but it scares a lot of people. And Alex Warren, he's like, please guys, just go, stop doing this. He's like, I'm just trying to talk to my girlfriend. He doesn't like people just waiting outside of his house. Like, that's like an invasion of privacy. Like, wait till he leaves. I know it sounds kind of stalker, follow him, wait till he goes and see him there, something like that. Like, as much as stalker of that that is, it'd be better probably than he prefers it than you meet him at his house. And just a little corona info, I got a haircut semi recently, kinda. It was a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. But I had to go to Tracy, which is like 40 minutes away, 30 minutes away from where I live, because they haven't opened it in our area. They recently opened it back up, but then they closed it again. So now I have to go back out to Tracy or something and get another haircut. So that's, you know, that sucks, but it is what it is. But I think that's pretty much we have everything for today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoy it. Please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a positive review, or just like a 5-star review down below. That would mean a lot. And we'll be giving shout outs to people who do that. So thank you all so much, and I will see you guys in the next podcast. Peace.